This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It felt like there was an opportunity for the University of New Haven to go to Division I. They had, like, make a decision in a day. And they're like, let's do it. And now they're doing it. And basketball season has started. And they opened up against the University of Connecticut, the number 4 team in the entire country. And they lost the game by 24, but got a lot of praise from Dan Hurley and the coach of University of New Haven. Hurley went out of his way to talk about Ted Hoteling. Did I say that right, coach?
Close. You know, no one usually gets it right on the first time, so you're not
all right, give it to me.
The only one.
Give it to
hoteling.
Me. Hoteling. Hoteling. It's almost like hoteling. Like hoteling.
Yeah, there you
okay.
Go.
All right.
Yes.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. Yeah, getting preparing for our game against Columbia at 1 o'clock today. So yeah, busy day at with the Charger basketball program.
So I got a bunch of questions for you, and we appreciate the time. We know how busy you are. What was it like trotting out there against the Huskies?
Yeah, I just thought it was a great experience for our players, first and foremost. You know, I think a lot of those young men, when they grow up and they're playing basketball and they're watching TV and they're seeing UConn and the great players and obviously the great coaches that have gone through that program, what a highlight for their basketball careers. The experience was very positive. I thought it was very intentional on our part to play the best of the best, have the ultimate respect for Coach Hurley and what he's done with the program. And obviously in the state, UConn is the standard bearer for basketball and probably beyond that as well. So I thought it was a really good experience and allowed us to pick up some things maybe that for our future as far as how to do things in a better way and, move the basketball program forward.
So it's interesting to me, and obviously I have to tell you, I think it was really gracious of the University of Connecticut to put them on the schedule and do that, honestly, for you guys. But you get Penn State coming to you. Like, how do you do that?
Yeah, so there's a lot of things with scheduling. You know, I think we're one of the few sports in the world that makes its own schedule. So a lot of conversations behind the scenes and a lot of negotiations. But, Penn State, unlike a lot of high major programs, has agreed to come play in the Hazel Center. My hope is that maybe this will spur other high majors to visit smaller universities and bring high-level college basketball to college campuses. I think it's only good for our sport. But credit to Mike Rhodes, credit to people at Penn State for making the trek to New Haven to play against a first-year Division I program. So it should be a great atmosphere at the university. I know there's a football game after at 3:30, so we'll be very busy day and probably a big day for our university and more importantly for our athletic program.
Do you have like a buddy there or something? Like, or does Devin have a buddy there? Like, I mean, honestly, was it an inside move?
Yeah, so we will return games to Penn State over the next 3 years, so that's part of the negotiation. So, in return for them visiting our campus, we'll return to play Penn State over the next 3 seasons on the road. So, which is pretty typical in college basketball when you're making negotiations to get games.
Well, you're in a conference now. You're in the NEC. You're going to play, you know, some really good out of conference stuff. You got Seton Hall. You got Boston College. You got Vanderbilt. I mean, it's a really dynamic schedule to get things going in year one. You know, you've been there for over a decade. You know, I've been around sports most of my adult life, and a lot of coaches, you know, it's stepping stone jobs, and especially D2, a lot of them are stepping stone jobs. I mean, look at Joe Mazzulla. But do you ever expect, A, to stay here that long, and B, that you guys would ever get to where you are now in terms of playing Division One?
Yeah, I've always expected to stay here this long. I just, you know, I'm the son of a coach. My priority for me has always been just coaching basketball, and I was raised that way. I played for a college coach at the University of Albany, a guy I think who should be in the Basketball Hall of Fame, a guy named Richard Doc Sowers, who was at the University of Albany for 42 years. So I've kind of grown up with that mentality of you do the best job with the job that you have, and that's all your focus is, and that's been my focus here. I love the University of New Haven, love the players I coach, love what we've built here over the last 15 years. You know, there's a lot of rumors circling around Division One over the past decade or so, and you can even go back 20 years ago when they talked about it. So I think there's always been that idea that the university would go. Credit to Jens Fredriksen for having the ambition to do it and put the University of New Haven's name kind of at the forefront of college athletics and to make that ambitious move. So excited about that move, excited for what it means for our school, excited for what it means for the basketball program. You know, playing in those venues, I think, will carry the university name and hopefully bring a little bit more awareness to what a great university this is. So, it's great to be here. Love the people that we work with and love the student athletes that we coach. So, yeah, haven't really looked too far ahead other than day to day.
So, Ted Hodeling with the University of New Haven basketball team here, moving up to Division One, playing, is it right, Columbia, 1 p.m.?
1 p.m. today, yeah. Okay. Ivy League comes to the Hazel Center for a 1 p.m. tip-off.
That's cool. And so you could, listen, get some lunch down there and get some Haven hot chicken, get a hoop game, be home for dinner.
Pizza for lunch, pizza for dinner here.
I got a couple of quick questions for you before we let you go, sure. And I know you got a lot to do. I looked at the roster. First of all, you talk about the son of a coach, and you're coaching your son now. He's on your roster. But,
yes. You
know, how do you construct this team? A lot of teams like the Patino model in St. John's, they just poach the portal. You have a lot of freshmen. You have a lot of guards. And how do you put this together? I mean, this is obviously kind of a transition year for you, probably.
Yeah, I mean, the first quality we were looking for, it's not lost on me that this is a huge undertaking. It's a huge challenge, and I don't think it will be out without difficulty, right, as far as wins and losses and kind of entering a realm that we haven't been before. So,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The first thought when I was recruiting was just to get good people. People that had competitive will,
and then I had the humility to handle just the ups and downs of a college basketball season. You know, very intentional about kind of mixing in more freshmen with transfers. I didn't want to just go one way or the other. I think we have a good blend of both, of good young and old. And regarding my son, that was an easy recruiting pitch. He and his mom and I get along really well. So that was a pretty easy pitch for us. And, you know, so happy to have Owen here. It's, you know, one of the thrills of my life is to have my son in the program. And I would hope that he'd say the same thing. But it's been a really positive experience for both of us so far.
When are you going to know what you have in terms of talent, like in terms of the ability to go out and win games? I mean, Columbia, you know, it's Division I, it's Ivy League, and, you know, then you have, you know, you got Penn State. I mean, when are you going to know if you what you have?
Yeah, great question. I've said this. I think this is an ongoing situation where we're gathering information every single day, right? So when you play against UConn, you get some information on your roster, how you're operating, how you need to do things better. You know, we're going to get more information today when we play an Ivy League team. And I think part of this whole endeavor is sometimes you don't know what you don't know. And part of this whole season will be to gather some more information about what we need to move forward. I do love the personnel we have, mainly because they've just been so coachable. They have really good personalities. They have a good level of toughness and I think a very competitive will. And the biggest thing is, boy, they're just such humble kids. So they know what they signed up for. But yeah, that's going to be an ongoing process for us to kind of figure out, hey, what do we need to do better? You know, what kind of things do we need to look for in recruiting? And it might just mean our three-man might, instead of being 6'5", might have to be 6'6", or 6'7". So yeah, that's part of this whole process. It's an exciting process. And yeah, we'll pick up something new every day and pick up something new every game.
Well, we look forward to charting the progress and staying in touch. I think it's exciting. It's daunting. It's all those things. And good luck this afternoon. There's still some tickets available if you want to hit the Hazel Center and take a look at the product. And I love ambition. So I wish you the best of luck, and let's stay in touch.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it.
All right, Coach. Be well. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.